This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India is the world's fastest growing major economy and is soon set to become the third largest globally. Speaking at a forum hosted by a private media house in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that India stands as a beacon of hope for the world with its resilience and strength. He said inflation is low, interests are less, and forex reserves are also strong.
एक्सपर्ट कह रहे हैं कि दुनिया की ग्रोथ में भारत का कंट्रीब्यूशन बहुत जल्द करीब 20% होने जा रहा है। ये ग्रोथ, ये रेजिलियंस जो हम भारत की इकोनॉमी में देख रहे हैं, इसके पीछे बीते एक दशक में भारत में आई मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक स्टेबिलिटी है।
The Prime Minister asserted that India today is in a position to help lift the world out of slow growth, guided by the mantra of reform, perform and transform. He added that every month lakhs of domestic investors are investing thousands of crores of rupees in the market through SIP. Mr. Modi also highlighted that work is being done on Made in India 6G. Saying that semiconductor-related factories have started coming up in India, he announced that by the end of this year, the first Made in India chip will come in the market. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged India's private sector and startups to step forward with a vision of launching 50 rockets every year. On the occasion of National Space Day yesterday, he affirmed that the government possesses both the intent and the willpower to implement the next generation reforms required to achieve this vision. In his video message on the occasion, Mr. Modi assured the space community that the government stands firmly with them at every step. At the event, Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, presented awards to students who won the Bharatiya Antariksh Hackathon and the ISRO Robotics Challenge 2025. Group Captain Shubhanju Shukla inaugurated the Aryabhatta Gallery at the Nehru Planetarium in New Delhi. India and Australia have reaffirmed their commitment to further advance comprehensive economic cooperation agreement. Both sides discussed this during the 11th round of India-Australia CECA negotiations, which concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The six-day negotiations were aimed at further advancing the shared objective of strengthening bilateral trade and economic partnership. Commerce and Industry Ministry said during the negotiations, both sides also reaffirmed to ensure that CECA delivers meaningful benefits, economic opportunities and a balanced outcome. Indian naval ship Kadmat has successfully completed a three-day port call at Surabaya in Indonesia. Ministry of Defence stated that the port call reinforces long-standing maritime partnership between India and Indonesia under the shared vision of partnership across sea. The participation of indigenously built anti-submarine warfare corvette reaffirms Navy's role as the preferred security partner in the region. During the visit, several professional and cultural engagements were conducted to enhance maritime cooperation and mutual understanding. Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has been admitted to the Intensive Care Unit ICU. Deputy Director of the Colombo National Hospital, Dr. Rukshan Bellana, said doctors recommended moving him from the emergency treatment unit to the ICU due to his medical condition. Mr. Wickremesinghe was transferred from the prison hospital to the Colombo National Hospital earlier yesterday. India bagged two more gold medals at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, bringing their gold count to 22. Ella Venil Velarivan, Shambhavi Kshirsagar and Narayan Pranav clinched their second golds in the senior and junior 10-meter air rifle mixed team events. Ella and Arjun topped qualification with a total score of 634, while Mehuli Ghosh and Rudrangsh Patil secured silver with 632.6. India leads the medal tally with 22 golds, 8 silvers and 10 bronze. In Jammu and Kashmir, the first Khelo India Water Sports Festival concluded last evening at the iconic Dal Lake in Srinagar. Madhya Pradesh finished as a topper, winning 18 medals, including 10 gold, and won the team championship. Odisha finished second with 10 medals overall, and Kerala finished third with 7 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.